226. Death of Washington, 1799. In the midst of this excitement, George Washington died. People forgot how strongly he had taken the Federalist side in the last few years and united to do honor to his memory. Henry Lee spoke for the nation when he declared that Washington was, quote, first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. To this day, we commemorate Washington's birthday as we do that of no other man, though of late years we have begun to keep Lincoln's birthday also. 227. Election of 1800. It was for a moment only that the noise of party conflict was hushed by the death of America's first president. The strife soon began anew. Indeed, the election of 1800 was fought with a vigor and violence unknown before and scarcely exceeded since. John Adams was the Federalist candidate, and he was defeated. Jefferson and Burr, the Republican candidates, each received 73 electoral votes. But which of them should be president? The Republican voters clearly wished Jefferson to be president, but the Federalists had a majority in the House of Representatives. They had a clear legal right to elect Burr president, but to do that would be to do what was morally wrong. After a useless struggle, the Federalists permitted Jefferson to be chosen, and he was inaugurated on March 4, 1801.